This is 31 Days Ablaze. Once again, listen, time to rise, time to get up, time to know that God's mercies are new every single morning. And we can come before the living God in the presence of the Spirit of the Lord, look at that Word of God, and again, learn and read and, build precept upon precept, revelation of Scripture upon revelation of Scripture. This is all about prophetic writings. Remember Romans chapter 16, verse 26. But now revealed and made known through the prophetic writings by the command of the eternal God. This is also that nations can come and believe. But this is also bringing us, well, the warnings and the events. And a lot of the prophetic writings or the prophecies of Scripture include instruction, include explanation. So if you've been reading 1 John chapter 2 and finding out that there's a coming Antichrist and many Antichrists and this is how we know it's the last hour. Well, when we know this and read this, I mean, we're talking about the events that will rock the world, the globe, that will bring about the greatest deception and the greatest destruction. And here we are with our Scripture. And we're ready for the day, whether work or whatever else it may be. Christ in us. Like one prayer I read one time, Christ in us, Christ before us, Christ beside us, Christ behind us, Christ above us, Christ below us. That inseparable indwelling of the living Christ. Oh, never forget, dear believer, of the centrality of your relationship. Jesus. The source of salvation, eternal life, love, restoration, renewal, redemption, well, even in eternal life. Well, now we're seeing in the Word of God this, you know, prophecy, this writing concerning the end of days, the last hour, but in the context of this last hour, the Spirit of God says in verse 26, 1 John chapter 2, I am writing these things to you about those who are trying to lead you astray. About those who are trying to lead you astray. We're not talking about spiritual warfare in the sense of spirits in the air, invisibly around us, that do send arrows that do bring their effect. We're talking about, in the context of prophecy, in the ramping up of the work of demons in people that will guide them with demonic doctrines. I mean, if we're told in this book of 1 John, chapter 4, test the spirits to see whether they're from God or not. That we're supposed to be able to know the difference, to recognize the difference between the spirit of error and the spirit of truth. Dear Christian, how well can you discern? How well can you discern? As we've been looking at all of prophecy, and we only have so many days in this 31 days, that we can look at, well, some of the hundreds. And the vast, vast warning. I don't know if you remember what I've said along the way. When they asked Jesus about the end of days and prophecy and the end time events, the first thing was, don't let anyone deceive you. Don't let anyone deceive you. May God imprint that on your heart. May God imprint that on our hearts. Jesus warned in the discussion of all the end time events, number one, don't let anybody deceive you. How much more should we then be attentive to the words of God, not neglecting so great a revelation, so great a prophetic revelation that God would give us, that Jesus would give us? First warning, don't let anybody deceive you. Today, don't let anybody deceive you. Pack your life with the Word of God. Let the Spirit of God completely fill your life. Pray for the charismatic giftings of discernment. But I'm sharing with you now 1 John 2:26. I mean, we could memorize this verse so easily today. I'm writing these things to you about those who are trying to lead you astray. Now, when he says, I'm writing these things, he's referring to the context about how we know it's the last hour of human history. how that the Antichrist is coming, and many are among us. That in that evolution of the agenda, that sequential evolution of satanic agenda, the ramping up of supernatural, demonically inspired doctrines, events, experiences will be everywhere. I mean, we're going to find out that the culture is charged with supernatural experiences, events, writings, because the spirits are manifesting. Well, I'm talking about the finite fallen ones. And they operate in people, as they did in the early church days. When they operate in people, they're operating a lie. We're talking about a real supernatural operative force inside a human being that has accepted the doctrine, the teaching of the demons, that is now beginning to proclaim them, teach them, write them. And please understand the motivation behind a false prophet, behind a false apostle, behind a false teacher, behind a New Age writer, behind any Luciferian, the motivation is spiritual, just as mine would be by the Spirit of God to share these truths and to do what I do. I feel that motivation of God the Holy Spirit. They feel the motivation of dark spirits. And just as we are out there seeking to tell people the truth, point people to Christ, to the Word of Truth, to the Spirit of Truth, just as we are to be people of truth, please understand, motivation by God concerning truth is a evidence of being born of the Spirit of God. Being guided by demonic spirits, having counterfeit spiritual experiences. Those who astral project or remote view and go to the collective unconscious or the Akashic records or all these spiritual sources to gain, whether they channel it in or they hear the voices or they're inspired. Please understand the spirits and the agenda of the dark side ramping up. They're there to bring the greatest possible deception. They're here to bring mass global deception. Globalism is spirit-inspired ideology, demonically inspired ideology. The prince of the power of the Eros around us, the spirit who is now operative in those who are disobedient, is working. And you must realize they are not just operative in people working and creating delusion and cults and a sect and so forth for the lost world. They have an audacity to seek believers. Look at the seven churches of Revelation. You find out that Jezebel, the Nicolaitans, and others would come right into the church to teach false doctrine and bring decadent practices. You must realize that Satan attempted to infiltrate the church, Acts chapter 5. You must realize that Paul, being led by the Spirit of God, dealing with the Ephesian elders, warned them that there would be ferocious wolves would come right in among the people, and they would oppose the real leadership, that they would seek to draw out disciples that would follow them, not Christ. That's what cult leaders are all about. And so, dear believer in Christ, as we stand together today, it's not just about our happiness, our joy. We've got that in Christ. It's also about the need. It's also about the mission of God in reaching the world and knowing that greater deception and plotted and compelled deception is all around us, even motivating individuals guided by demonic presence right into the body of Christ to try to, as this word says, lead you astray. Have you ever been encountered where somebody wanted to lead you astray? I've had experiences where I've engaged individuals and they wanted to recruit me. Mormons, underground Satanists, and a really strange New Ager. I was at a workout center. I was doing the jogging and everything else, and a man pulled me to the side and talked to me about how the spirits in him were telling him that I was not fulfilling my destiny for the Ascended Masters. He asked me to step into the racquetball court, raised his hands, and said, "They want me to transfer to you spirits, the spirits of healing, or the gifts of healing from these spirits." Knowing that it had nothing to do with the real Christ or the Spirit of God, I stood there and said, "Let's ask and pray in the name of Jesus first." Instantly he shut down. Instantly he walked out. Instantly he ran out. I've never seen the man again. I'm going to tell you right now that if you're spiritually passive, you're vulnerable. I'm going to tell you right now that when churches and leadership are spiritually passive on this issue, they are vulnerable to deception. Deception will seek to enter in. The spirits will motivate those who they have captivated and brought in their doctrine. And so they will try to teach the lies and lead astray. And that's all it takes for a little bit of erroneous, demon-led doctrine that looks partially right, or teaching that looks partially right, to come in and begin to lead people astray from Jesus, the Word of God, and the leading and warnings of the Spirit of God. And so the Word of God, the Holy Spirit, says to us, memorize this now. It corresponds to Jesus in Matthew 24. It corresponds to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And God says, "I am writing these things," all this prophetic revelation, "I am writing these things to you about those who are trying to lead you astray." Now, it's not a matter of just pure defense. It's a matter of standing up, compelled by the Spirit of God. Greater is the one who's in you than he who's in the world. You're there to lead them out of the air. You're there to lead them to Christ. You're there to preach the gospel. You're there to pray against the manifestation and the operative work of the demonic. Oh, dear Christian, today is not a day to say, "Listen, we must protect ourselves and hide." Today is a day to say we must be clothed with the power of God, be a part of the mission of God, and go rescue the perishing. And go wherever there are those who are trying to lead believers astray. And I'm going to tell you what, they will knock on your door, they will come by, they will be at places. The demonic have the audacity, as Satan himself did in Matthew 4. Satan himself sought to quote scripture, incorrectly of course, and try to get Jesus to join him. So don't be surprised that at times there may be those who are strong, compelled, led by the demonic, believing the demonic doctrines and delusions, and seek to try to tell other believers, with the goal of leading them astray. Good news today, now, we've got down in our hearts, in our lives, the Word of God. "I'm writing these things to you about those who are trying to lead you astray." Heads up, dear Christian. Heads up. Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net.